What it do? What's happening, my good people? What's happening? Rewind. Your girl Yolanda Randolph here. Now, we will not be coming with a quick motivational minute or another Tell It Tuesday because your girl just wasn't feeling herself over the past few days. And because I was feeling that way and I checked in with a few of my friends and they was like, hey, we ain't really feeling ourselves either. I figured maybe my good people, there may be some people who are just not feeling themselves and they're ready to just give up on themselves. Well, I've done an episode 214 to be exact, here on this podcast called Don't You Dare Give Up On Yourself. Don't you dare do it. Okay. And because, like I said, I wasn't feeling myself, I had to listen to myself to motivate myself to get myself back in order. And so, because of that, I thought we'd do a rewind. So sit back, relax, check this episode out, and prayerfully, we will come back with a new message next week. And remember that Yolanda Randolph loves her some you. Many blessings to you. Many blessings.
Her Intuition Podcast is a platform to remind all women of their worth and to encourage them to dig deep within themselves for better.
What it do, my good people? Your girl Yolanda Randolph here, coming to you with another quick motivational minute, another Tell It Tuesday, whatever you call it. I don't care what you call it. Just as long as you're rocking and rolling with your girl, I'm happy and I am excited. Now, if you're not having a good time, a good moment, y'all know what I'm finna do. I'll talk to God. He is that one who can turn all of your negative, so you think it's your negative, around for your good, okay? I am living proof. He will show you why he bring you through the storms. I am living proof, okay? So talk to him today, all right? Now, don't you dare give up on yourself. Oh, I'm passionate about this one, my good people, because I almost gave up on myself. So I wanted to come up here today to be a reminder that you are here because you mean something. Don't you dare give up on yourself. You know, I was working in my yard. I'm always talking about my yard. Yard is new to me, okay? So I was working in my yard and I bought some flowers some months ago, and one of my flowers had died because I kept it in the house because it was so pretty. I wanted to bring it in the house, but then come to find out it was an outside flower. So what happened was it began to die. And so I brought it back on the porch and I set it there. And this flower was dead, y'all. I'm going to post a picture on Instagram and Facebook. Facebook at Yolanda Randolph Publications and Instagram at YY Yolanda Randolph. It's two Y's. So follow me so that you can see this picture that I'm going to post about this flower that I had. And the flower was dead, man, and I was going to throw it away. But something said, no, you keep your flower and you work on it. Y'all know that I'm trying to develop a green thumb. It ain't all the way where I want it to be. But some of you know that I have been working to develop that green thumb. And so I said, you know what? I'm going to work with my flower. Lo and behold, y'all, a few weeks pass and I begin to see some purple coming out of the flower. And I said, my God, it's growing back. I will take care of it each and every day. I will go out. I will talk to it. Yes, I do talk to my plants, y'all. I talk to my flowers. All throughout the yard, I'm talking, okay? And I will talk to this flower every single day. And I will tell her how beautiful it is. How strong it is. And I will water it. And I will put the fertilizer in there that I read off Google. And I will do all of those wonderful things that it said. And you know what? My flower grew back. And my flower is beautiful, it's big, it's bright, it's robust. The same way that I used to tell myself, you are loved, you are worthy, and you most certainly matter, even when I didn't believe it. My good queen, my good king, You have to remind yourself just how beautiful you are. You have to talk to yourself each and every day, just like I talked to myself when I wasn't feeling myself. Just like I talked to my flower when my flower was dying. I put it in there that that flower was beautiful. I did the work to bring that flower back. I talked to myself when I wasn't feeling myself. I told myself that the power is in me because God did not keep me here. He did not bring me here for nothing. I want you to keep striving. Don't you dare give up on yourself. You are loved, you are worthy, and you most certainly matter. And let me tell you something. For those of my good people who are going through divorce or breakup, let me tell you something. If the person was meant for you, doggone it, they will still be there. Go with God. He is that one. I'm telling you, it hurt like heck. I said heck. I didn't say the other word. Shout out to my aunt, Mildred and Marilyn. It hurt really, really bad. And I couldn't understand why. Why is this happening to me? I was the best wife that I could possibly be. Why, out of all of the people that I watch, all of the people who are, was in my circle, I got rid of a whole bunch of people in my circle. My circle is very small now. But I ask myself, why? Why me? Why me? I try to do what's right. I try to do everything that I know how in my power to do what's right. God said, because he is not the one for you. I have better for you. When you turn to me, I will show you. My God, he did. I am so glad that my marriage was over. I'm glad today that that marriage was over, because if it was not, I seriously doubt that I would be doing the stuff that I do now. I seriously doubt that God would be shining this bright, because you know what? In order for God to show you the blessings that he had for you, in order for him to put in new things, you have to get rid of the old. You cannot keep the old. Someone who you chose. Oh no, God didn't choose. You chose them. Yolanda Randolph, God did not say he was the one. I chose my ex-husband. And because I chose not to wait on God, because I chose that dude, I had all of that stuff that I did not need. But God said, see, this is the good part about God. This is the wonderful part. God said, even when you do wrong and you choose wrong, I have the power to make it right. No matter how bad you chose, no matter how bad you did, I have the power to make that right. He will make it right, my friend. You must begin to tell yourself that you are loved, you are worthy, and you matter. Don't you dare give up on yourself. If you give up on yourself, if you are not here tomorrow, then how do you know what the flower is that's deep inside of you? How do you know that purple flower? That pink flower, that yellow flower, white flower, whatever it is. How do you know how well it'll flourish if you're not here to see? It's in you, my good king, my good queen. It's there. Pull on your strength. Don't you dare give up on yourself. You have a life to live. There are people who love and care about you, even when the hate is around you. You know what? Hate. It seems like it's taking the best out of the situation. But you want to know one thing about the hate and the naysayers? They're just louder. That's it. They're just louder than the love. Sometimes the love can seem a little bit smaller. The voice is smaller. The voice is lighter. It's the hate that sounds the loudest and the yeah, all this mess. That's the hate. But once you push past that, ignore that. Know who you are as a person. Know who you are as God's child. In order for you to see where you can be, you have to know it first. God already does. But here on this human world, here on this earth, you must know who you are. And I'm here to tell you, God did not keep you here for no reason. If his job for you was done, you would have been gone a long time ago. Be still, my good queen. I don't know who I'm talking to, but I felt the need today. And my good king, I felt the need today to come up here and to just tell you, don't you dare give up. Somebody needs to hear this, because you know what, doggone it, I almost gave up on myself. And thank God that I didn't. Thank God that I looked myself in that mirror. I said, hey, Yolanda Randolph, you are loved, you are worthy, and you most certainly matter. Even with tears streaming down my face, I had to tell myself that because, see, when my husband left, he left in the worst way. And it made me feel a way about myself. It made me question my womanhood. But oh no, that was just God's way of turning it all around. He had to make it harsh like that so that I can have the muscles that I have today. Go over there and check out My Husband Chose the Homewrecker Over Me, and you will see exactly what he did and how he did it. You can find it over there on Amazon, Books A Million, Barnes & Noble, wherever you get your favorite books. That's a very important book. Go over there and check it out, okay? But if you are not here, then it is no way that you can know was really inside of you. I want to thank you so much for checking your girl out each and every Tuesday. Whenever you do, I am happy and I am grateful. I'm so grateful for all of you. Books booming, shaking, and popping over there on Amazon, Books A Million, Barnes & Noble, wherever you get your favorite books. I just mentioned it. My Husband Chose the Homewrecker Over Me. Now What? A Guide to Discovering, Rebuilding, and Moving Forward After Infidelity and Divorce. My good friend, the queen herself, Rashonda M. Blackman, will be proud that I did the whole introduction of the book because Lord knows I forget it. I forget the book sometimes, y'all, my own story, and I forget the whole title. But doggone it, I didn't forget today. God's on fire, okay? You can also find My Mistress Files, Conniving Whispers in the Midnight Snow. And I do that all the time. It's actually the Twisted Tales series, the Conniving Whispers in the Midnight Snow award-winning book with the Twisted Tales of the Heart. Those are a part of my Twisted Tales series. The Mistress Files includes Dirty Diana, okay? I am working on some more stories to come out of the Mistress Files because I have been asked. When are you going to do more, Yolanda Randolph? Well, Yolanda Randolph is working, okay? I'm working on something very special. Matter of fact, I'm working on a few projects. Very special. I will be coming to bookstores near you soon, okay? All right, so just hang tight. I also have some teen series, okay, for my teenagers. I don't go too far left. I keep them right in the middle, but it's also some drama, as that's what I am known to write. I write about drama, booming, shaking, and popping. You can find all of my teen stories, the Harriet High series, over there on Amazon, Books A Million, Barnes & Noble, wherever you get your favorite books, okay? All right. And, of course, my Devious Deception series. What started it all, okay? I've dealt with a bunch of devious deceptions. So that's why my series is called the Devious Deception series. My very first series when I began to write a few years ago, okay? So you can find that, too, over there on Amazon, Books A Million, Barnes & Noble, wherever you get your favorite books, okay? So that's it for me for this week. I just wanted to be a reminder that you better not dare give up on yourself. Know who you are. Nobody on this earth has the power to be you. There is only one you. Many blessings to you, my good people. And prayerfully, we will chat again next week.
Thanks so much for listening. And be sure to follow me on my hashtag #HerIntuition page on Facebook and on Instagram at Yolanda Randolph Publications.